Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, March 4, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is another Wednesday. So, not a whole lot of news, not any good news. It's just news. So, nothing exciting happened. Nothing bad happening. Everything is as expected. So, I'm going to tell you guys right now, we're going to do a very short call today. I'm doing it because, you know, this is my daughter's death day for you guys who didn't know, and I usually spend this day with my family, so as we did with her birthday. But it's Wednesday. I know everybody want to know something, so I'm going to do a real short call here with you guys, answer a couple questions, and then we're going to go on with the day. Okay. Nothing exciting happened. Selah is absolutely meeting with the different factions over there. The Shiites, they have four names that they want to submit as prime minister. Nobody else has actually submitted any. And I think the Kurds are going to have some. So they're saying don't be surprised to see a decision in the next 2 days, but we'll see if that happens. He does have his 15 days, and whoever he nominates does have their 30 days to go ahead and get their government in place. The most significant thing that has happened is Sadar said that he's not going to vote for anybody or going to vote against everybody because they voted against Alawi. And so his retaliation is he's going to vote against whoever they assign to be the prime minister. So we'll see how strong his vote is. They're projecting that this time Kurdistan and Shiite might be more agreeable with whoever's selection is, as long as that person agrees to do business. Basically, they're saying as long as he knows he has to have agreements with everybody else, regardless of what the people say, then they say they're going to go ahead and vote next time. So we'll see how that goes out. The people, because that's who really matters, is the people. If this thing's going to go through, have come out and said that Maliki can't run, Alawi can't run, Mahdi can't run, Sadar can't run. Then they said anybody who has been in a government position in England cannot run, cannot be nominated, and they're not going to accept them. They looked at Mahdi and Alawi now as a political ploy by Iran, and they're saying they know that was all set up by Iran just to get their way, and they're not going to go for it, and they're not going for the new one. They wanted to be an Iraqi citizen who has never been involved with these people but has the guts to stand up to them. Now, I know what you're thinking, because you're thinking what I'm thinking and everybody else is thinking, how is that going to happen when the corrupt people got to pick the guy, and they're going to pick somebody that's going to stand up to them? You don't know what this mess is going to look like to you guys, the truth. So I'm still hoping something happens. Eventually, something has to happen. Eventually, it has to go, because everything around the RV, around CBI, around their budget is being done, with the exception of it being accepted. They're continuing to do everything else to do that. So what the citizens want is they want the election law passed, date set, and it go in before they even get the new prime minister. They want them to go in and vote and say they're going to do this. How are they going to do that? We don't know when everybody's fighting for who the prime minister is going to be. I know what they want. They want to make sure that their demands are being met. And they're saying it publicly now. We're not going for anything that doesn't meet our demands, which means Iran out of Iraq politics. How it's going to happen, we don't know. It's going to be a beautiful thing if it does. But it's like anything else. It cannot be done overnight. Everything can't be done overnight. But they now realize that all their government is doing is just talking. All they're doing is lying, And they're saying you're not going to do what we want if we give it to you beforehand. We already know that. Which means they would have to go through what we said, go through the rest of the year, wait for the vote to take place and the government to change. But as long as everybody understands, nobody that is currently in government can be in government when the elections happen, there's a possibility. Well, I could say there's a possibility if the elections are true and the people actually get to select who these individuals are. Other than that, Iran can just put duplicates right back in there. So we're going to see what happens. Guys, there's gurus out there telling you, for some reason or another, that Trump is going to pick your prime minister. We're waiting for Trump to say, hey, here's your new boss in government. It's not going to happen. This is not going to happen. I don't know if they're wishful thinking, don't understand how governments work, or just plain idiots. It doesn't happen like that. During war, we got to go in and do that. We ruled it. They were unruled. We got to decide. During transitions, we got to decide because there was a power vacuum. Well, Iran has filled that vacuum. They're very well integrated into the Iraqi government. That wasn't the situation prior. So now we're there, and we have to let a government be a government, country be a country. That's where we're at today. We're still trying to develop and hope, and we have to do it a different way. And that's what the U.S. is working on. They're putting sanctions on Maliki. They put sanctions on Sadr. They put sanctions on a whole host of them to make sure not only are they not in prime minister position, but they're removed from government because of the sanctions now, and nobody can do business with them. That's the way it has to be done. You don't just wake up in the morning and Trump says, hey, I want Joe Blow to be your new prime minister, so that's what we're going to do. Doesn't work like that. And I don't care if it was Trump, Obama, or Bush. At this point, changes in the way the government has grown, it doesn't work like that. It has to work a back doorway, which they are currently working on it, and that takes time. As they go through the list, eliminate people, and force them out of those situations, and either make Iran use someone else, or the people stand up and win, and someone else takes those positions. That's how it actually, so not a lot of this hyperbole that these guys are giving you out there and don't understand what they're talking about. Okay, so maybe that's the wrong word. Anyway, here we go. It's going to be interesting. We're still going to get paid. It's still going to happen because that's all anybody else is talking about. Finance minister, economists, everything else, how Iraq has to do this to save their economy, to save their government, their country. They got 800,000 people getting in positions next year to come into the economy. If that means at least 400,000 new jobs that they have to create from somewhere. And they need all this money in the budget to make it happen. So we know it has to happen at some point or the entire country fails. And nobody wants to see that happen. Not even Iran, I think, wants to actually see that happen. Now, they do want to keep getting money as long as they can before they have to make a change. But I'm sure they're back plotting, planning, trying to get things in position for when the change occurs, that they can still have a flow of money. Might be harder, but they're going to have it. So right now, they're going to prolong this as long as they can. So what are we looking at? That's what we care about, right? Does he actually make an announcement in the next 2 days of a new candidate? Because that's all it's going to be is a candidate. Does he take the whole 15 days? After that, does the person take the whole 30 days? Or do they come in and get this done like everybody is saying and try and have this done by the 1st of April? That's the goal right now. We just don't know what's going to happen. But in the meantime, in between time, we just going to keep buying dong until we can't buy no more and get as rich as we can however it takes. All right, Ray, let's do it. Did you do out any updates? Because I just gave the whole spiel.
Nope. No updates went out. So we're good.
All right.
We'll do a few board questions and talk to some live people. And D-Barb says, short and to the point, has an 800 number been released yet for us 4B simpletons to call?
Short and to the point. No. And if it was, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There's no 800 numbers released to anyone, and they're not going to be released to anyone. There's nobody at the bank. I don't care what these idiots are telling you. And I hear there's one out there that was telling that people would start getting paid, and Tier 4 was supposed to start getting paid this morning or Friday. And the same idiot has been saying this for the last 6 months, every other week, every other day. And yet people continue to believe it, continue to pass it on, and it continues not to happen. But, okay.
M.N. Nymphs says, if someone has filed bankruptcy, how does the RV affect them? They filed where they have to pay back monthly for 5 years. Okay. I guess it sounds like they have a 5-year plan for their bankruptcy.
Yeah. It sounds like you need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney to me. Okay.
Right. Yeah, get with them, whoever is in this 5-year thing. I don't know if that's a Chapter 7 wage earner plan or Chapter 11. Yeah. All right. Burbank Lou says, Tony, you said that the U.S. was always the one that stopped the RV in the past, and more recently, you said Iran's people in Iraq had always stopped it. Could you provide more details? Well, I think you did in your opening. You addressed all of that, unless you want to say something extra.
I don't know. I've always said the U.S. stopped because U.S. Treasury stopped it because they had the veto power every time to do that. So, and that's when Iraq was actually trying to get it done to get the money. I'm saying Iran's people are stopping right now. The new prime minister going in because they want the auctions to go. Or even, you're right, it happening in the past because they weren't prepared. Well, they didn't care in the past. Because they weren't the laws that there are now. And they didn't have the fear that they have now of a new prime minister following those laws. But back then, Iran never wanted this to go because that's how they were getting their money, through the auctions. They never wanted it to go, even though they submitted it. Now, it was submitted, and the U.S. already always stopped it, so Iran was always winning. You guys have to realize that. They submitted it. They always want to act like they were doing the right thing, trying to get it done. But they really didn't want it done, and the U.S. obliged by not doing it because they weren't going to give them triple the money. So they won both ways. And we've been seeing Iran outsmarted the U.S. They outsmarted them on the back end and the front end. First of all, while we were sitting around worried about the prime minister position when they were developing the country, Iran put people in every other position. Ray, there's some noise. Yeah. Iran put people in every other position that was there. So they actually built their force up while we were just worried about one position, two positions, who was going to rule that. So now who wins? They are so integrated into the country, we don't know what it's going to take to get them all out, how long it's going to take. It's not going to be one election. And it's not going to be 1 year. And anybody even thinking that is fooling themselves along with the people because it's not going to happen to that depth. Now, they can change the leadership. They can change the top 10, 12, and over a period of time, they'll have the power to get rid of those below them. But it's all not going to happen one election, one night because it took 8-10 years for Iran to do accomplish what they have so far because we let it go that long, okay? The U.S., the only thing was we're not doing it. We're not doing it until these laws are in place, until these protections are in place, until we know afterwards we can go get you because of what you have built up. That's what we got to fight against. And that's what happened when all the laws are passed. Now the U.S. can go in and say, now we can go to the port and get all the Iranian businesses that are smuggling money. Now we can go to the borders and get them for not following the laws. Now we can go to all these banks that act like they're working for Iraq when they're really working for Iran, because we have the documentation, we have the names, we're publicizing who they actually are. But now we'll have the authority when this RV happens, election happens, when the laws are passed, when the budget is passed, to go in and clean it up. But it was a game that had to be played, and this is where we're at. Okay, what's next?
Lena says, Tony, if you heard the speech of Black Shark to the UN yesterday, it sounded like there were several things that needed to be addressed, such as forming the government, stability, terrorism, bring people to justice over the killing of protesters, as well as other things. Would you agree this is not going to be resolved in 30 days, even if they get a party in place?
The RV could be resolved, okay? They get a prime minister, they can send the budget, parliament can vote on it, and it could all happen. Yeah, will it happen with everything else? Will Iran still try to delay it? Absolutely. But it could go through because they could have no justification for it not to go through. Is everything at the UN she said true? Yes. Are there people in Iraq today complaining about her speech, saying it was a dangerous speech? It was a dangerous speech because it spoke the truth. And they're saying, okay, everybody in the world now recognizes it. Could it mess with Iraq's economy? Yes. Could it mess with the businesses and the agreements that they made? Absolutely. Everybody thinks this all has to be accomplished before. It all can be accomplished during. And that's why I said for anybody to think it's going to happen overnight, everything is unrealistic. But everybody knows what needs to be done along the way. They can do it once the money starts flowing. Those are things that still need to be done to make it a solid government. So I don't think they all have to be done in order for the RV to happen, in order for a new prime minister to be elected or a new government to be in place. But they all do need to happen. I do think, yes, the RV can occur before they accomplish all of that. Absolutely.
Jim and KC says, two quotes from some news posts that were in the forum. Monday, President of the Republic, Saleh, held a meeting with a number of political leaders, all Shiites. He lists the names, but they're all Shiites. Then Abadi indicated that he would agree to becoming the prime minister designate if it was a candidacy from the people and the protesting masses. So it looks like Saleh, man, it's spelled two different ways here in the same. But anyway, it looks like Saleh may be excluding Sunnis and Kurds in favor of a Shiite candidate. What are your sources saying? Are Abadi's chances of being accepted by everyone, including the U.S., or everyone but the protesters?
Okay, Abadi is on the list from the protesters as not being acceptable because he is Iranian-backed, and they already know that, and he was when he was put in. So, no, the protesters say he's not acceptable. He says, I won't do it unless the protesters accept me. So that ends that period, regardless. Even though there are politicians and legal analysts, they say Abadi can't come back anyway. So Abadi's out of the picture as far as that goes. So what they're talking about, and he met with the group, they submitted four names they're supposed to submit today. That was just their four. The other factions haven't submitted any names yet. So here we go all the way back through this again so they all can find the name they agree on. But they say they're going to do it faster than they did last time. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Let's talk to some live members. 865 Avery, okay. You are first.
Hi. Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, Tony, I appreciate your reminding everyone of the manner of 15 days for Soleil, 30 days then for the designee. So we're looking at maximum 45 days for this process once again. Also, we thank you for letting us know no one at call centers, exchange centers, that sort of thing. But what sort of directives are those individuals, our banking people, what kind of alert system are they under right at this particular point? Because I know that there had been indications that folks have had their vacations canceled and, you know, don't go within, you know, outside 30 minutes from the center, that sort of thing. Have those kind of directives been lifted at this point, or are they still operating under those directives?
Okay, they weren't under mileage restriction yet. They have not been under high alert or standby. They were simply told that all vacations and things after the 4th had been canceled because they thought we'd be going to the bank right now. But that was based on a prime minister being announced. So right now they have no direction. I talked to them this morning. They haven't had a meeting. They haven't set a new date. There's no restrictions on them right now other than the vacation thing, because they didn't come back and say, all right, now everybody go on vacation. They haven't done that. So they're waiting to see what happens is where they're at right now. So after the next meeting, I will be sure to let you guys know where they're at. But nobody's at the call centers. Nobody's on standby. Nobody's on alert. And they're not on any mileage restrictions because it's not happening today.
The other thought that had crossed my mind is that it's been a while since there's been anything surfacing of Sistani as their supreme religious leader of the major portions over there saying much of anything. Are they sort of thinking that it would be helpful if he were to say something to help them get their act together?
I don't think politically, because he doesn't want to go against the people or Iran. He is talking about the coronavirus and things that they need to do and prayer and stay at home and pray and a whole bunch of other things. But he's not really talking about the political situation itself.
Good enough. Well, again, appreciate your doing a call today on our behalf, given your circumstances, Tony. Thank you again. And we know 10 days from whenever this office insanity that we've been going through and the poor Iraqis have been going through, 10 days from that is when we will have our TNT Super Fantasticker Pay It Forward project. And let's hope it happens sooner rather than later. And have a great one.
Okay.
Thanks again.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code, you are on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How
Hello.
You guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Hey,
how
sir.
You doing?
Super fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm good. I had a question, which may or may not be, but there was an article that came out where there was an agreement between the Communications Commission and the Central Bank to activate the electronic banking system. And I just wanted to get your thought on that. Is that something that would be significant as to what we're waiting on? Because I know they were also saying that Al Alak, he stressed, you know, the economic and financial aspect in which, you know, this would be most challenging in Iraq. But he was saying that the electronic banking transformation will contribute to the growth and the presence of 70 private banks and hundreds of exchange companies. So that, to me, sounds good. But would that be anything that we are looking for? Because it would be similar. Well, it would be international, too, that it would affect all of the international banking and all of that stuff in companies that deal with foreign currency. Would that be correct?
So in the article, it says this was the plan to be completed by 2025. Isn't that what it says? So
yes.
They are working
but
on
it.
That's right. They are starting it to educate the country and make sure each aspect of the country is part of the electronic banking system. Not just salaries, not just benefits. They want 7-Eleven, Circle K, Kmart. They want everybody to be connected with the system. So they're saying that all of the schools, libraries, and even the local news has agreed to be part of educating people on the benefits of electronic banking. And that's what they're doing, putting that education system together. That's what the meeting was about. Does not have any effect on whether the RV happens or doesn't happen. What it does affect is the growth of the country.
Okay. Even though it doesn't have anything to do with whether it happens or not, but it's still a good thing to be in place, because when they're making these transactions across the world, that is part of what's going to help move it around, correct? With these systems.
Yeah, that's why I say it's good for the growth of the country and to bring them into the modern economy. And that's the purpose of it. So not RV-wise, just growth-wise as a country into the banking system with the international community. So it's a good thing. Okay.
Right.
Definitely. And they had to do it at some point anyway. So the announcement's being made, but it's always good. And the more education they can give them, the better. But it's not like they're educating them to go and do the exchange or the new rates or anything else. They're educating them about how the entire banking system is going to work with, or car payments, or paying your electricity bill, or paying your cell phone bill with your credit card and your debit card. That's what they're trying to educate them on, how they can use it for everything, just like we do.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, that was my question. Well, it sounds good. I don't see anything to me negative about anything, really. I mean, I feel like they're moving forward with a lot of stuff, and hopefully sooner than later we'll see what we're looking for if they can get this cabinet and all this other stuff together, you know.
Yep, that's what has to happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sir. You guys have a
good day.
All right,
thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. 386 area code. You're on. 386 916. Okay. Ooh. That'll take us to 972 area code. You're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas. What are you doing?
Hey, Danny. What's going
on,
sir?
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Well, it's a good day in general. We had a deluge of rain last night. It gives me an excuse to work inside, and I got to keep those pennies rolling in until the dinar comes. You understand that, don't you?
I fully understand. That's the plan.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Thank you, Tony, for putting up with us today. I know it's a tender day for you, and we all have prayers for the family, and that's important to us as well because of what you and Ray have placed in our confidence in the situation we share with you. So it's good that you have the liberty and the freedom to be with us, and I appreciate that. I only had one question having to do with the dinar at this point. As you know, I've said in the past that sometimes I feel like a currency evangelist. I'm working a new helper, and I've brought him into the understanding of the currencies, and he just looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate. What in the world? How does this work? What place does this have in my life? So it was good again to go over the story. I reflected about the 11 years I've been involved in it and how for the last 3 years, there's just a daily increase in information, things that, as you mentioned last Monday, things that had to happen we didn't know needed to happen. And quite frankly, I feel like I know more about Iraqi politics than I ever expected to understand about even the United States politics. This is crazy. So, The question I've got basically just has to do with the possibility that these rates will increase. Now, you know, if I were to have this conversation with you 5 years ago, it would be a totally crazy question because we didn't know what we knew then. But is there a possibility that the rates in general will increase? I've got a lot of friends that ask me that question, and quite frankly, I don't have an answer.
The rate, again, was based on the budget, the rate being set within the budget, which is based on the price of oil. And well, at the time, oil was higher than $53, but they based the rate right there at $53. So if they redo the rate like they say they're doing, it could go down. I don't think, according to all the agreements that are in place, that it would go down. Everybody would agree with that. But we can't really control the future. So I don't know if there's going to be another global event or something's going to happen in one of the countries that's affecting, you know, the price of oil, because we don't know that. And it could ultimately affect exactly what's going on. The way things are projected to go, or what we thought oil would be at $100 a barrel by now, about to put this together, and the rate was definitely going to be a whole lot higher. But it's not. And even when it went down, they let the rate stay the same. So nobody has changed that. And I think if it gets done in a timely manner, which is this year, the rate will stay the same. Now, if something were to happen and Iran go to war with Iraq and OPEC changes everything over there and what they're going to put out, and now Iraq, which says they aren't putting out the oil they're supposed to put out right now because of China, if that got worse or something else got worse and it dropped down to $30 a barrel, of course the rate's going to have to change. Of course they're going to have to say same thing that Zimbabwe said, hey, guys, we can't do it. You took too long, and now we can't do what we agreed to do. And now we're going to have to lower it and do something else. So that's always a possibility. But based on that being a possibility, then I do what I keep doing, and I just keep getting more until it happens, because that could happen. So let me just get more dong. Let me get more dinar in case that happens. Either way, I still win.
Yeah.
But if I do nothing, I could lose. All right?
Right. Well, I follow that. You know, that's my theme as well. But I logically, and that's a dangerous word, logically thinking through this, if the price of oil went up and they didn't change the rates, and the price of oil went down and they didn't change the rate, it looks like that there's an area of fluff there. And I think back about Dr. Shabibi saying that they could handle some ridiculous amount. Was it $16 or $12? I don't remember now.
Yeah, $16, yep.
Yeah. Well, there's a long way between where we are now and where that is stated. So it's quite possible that we could all be surprised, no matter what the price of oil is, in a reasonable
sense. That's right. You've got to remember, the contract rate is the contract rate.
Yeah.
So they're still going to do that because somebody's going to win out of here. Now, the opening rate, again, could be the opening rate because that's what the Paris Agreement was built on, and the GCR was built on that rate for everybody else. So they can say, regardless, we can do it to open up with, because it could be like an IPO. We're going to open up like that, but what happens after we open is something totally different. How far up it goes now, up, and then how fast it comes back down, how low it goes before it comes back and stabilizes. All that could be part of the process, so we could still win. That's why when it comes out, we got to look at what's going on in the world and decide how fast we're going in. Go ahead.
Let me take that a step further. China is backing Vietnam. That's not really based on the price of oil directly. Obviously, it'll affect every country in the world. But do you see the price of oil significantly or slightly or not at all affecting the dong?
I don't see the price of oil affecting the dong, because the rate for the dong was set by China for the GCR, so they can get a benefit out of it, not by the price of oil.
Okay. So they may remain basically untouched. by this, reasonably speaking. Okay. Well,
they could, again, because it was based on the price of the dinar, not the price of oil. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's enough wishing and dreaming and hoping. That's good enough for me today. So I better get back to work, earn some money. Talk to you later.
All right,
sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
610, you're next in the lineup here.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Hey,
good morning,
hey,
Tony.
Sir.
It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And I'm going to keep my portion very short today. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, sir.
Donations are needed in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And blessings to both of your families. Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, that takes us to 636. You are on.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Tony,
yes,
are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
The idiot you I'm surprised we're having a call because according to the idiot you referred to, we're all supposed to be at the bank right now. You did make one mistake. You said it's been for the last 3 months. It's been more like the last 3 years that we've heard that. But that being set aside, to make this quick, I have a question, and I hear this on a lot of the calls, and I've read it, that when we go to our exchange, we're supposed to have a list of our community projects that we're supposed to take part in. Yes or no, in your opinion? Is that true?
No. No.
I was going to...
Yes, listen to this. And I've heard this over and over again, and you're going to get more money if you have your humanitarian projects and everything. The only one I heard that if you have your humanitarian projects, you're going to get more money with was the ZIM. It has to be submitted and approved. And then Zimbabwe has to approve it because it has to be part of their country. So any other humanitarian project, just think about this. Walk into a bank right now today. You don't even have to wait. Say, hey, I want to talk to your wealth manager. I want to talk to you, to a private banker. Or I want to talk to Amy the teller. Because they're all going to be doing exchanges. Hey, here's my plan for a humanitarian project, how I could make the world better. What do you think? How much money should I get? Should I get $2 a dinar, $10 a dinar, or $20 a dinar? And they're all going to look at you and say, how in the hell would I know? I don't know anything about whatever your project is. I don't know how much money it's going to make. I don't even know how to calculate this, but I get to make the decision on all these people who coming in for these hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars when I make $35,000 a year or I make $50,000 a year, and now I'm going to sit there and make a decision on these multi-million dollar deals or billion-dollar deals. I mean, how stupid is that? Because it's stupid.
Why is it the bank's damn business what I do with my money? That would be my answer to that question. If I go in to make an exchange, I have $1 million and I walk out with $1 million one-to-one, and it seems to me that's my money and it's none of the bank's business what I do with it. How do you become one of these gurus is an elementary question.
Just make up a bunch of BS, I guess, because that's what they do.
Feeding you here like the latest.
They're going to look at things. But guys, there's no way you can say everywhere you go, there's a financial expert doing every exchange determining who's going to get what based on a package they submit. And what makes your package better than mine? What makes your reason better than mine? I'll tell everybody right now, hey, if that's how it works, everybody just go to any company on the internet that's involved in humanitarian projects, copy their business plan, put your name on it, go to the bank and drop it on the desk and dare them to say it's a bad plan and not give you the money. See, that don't even make sense, does it? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense at all, anybody that understands. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What really starting to bother me is how these people are using other people and putting people in desperation and all the elderly that are depending on this, and they're all out there making something off of it by selling something, books or bills or all that other stuff. Well, it's just
this
wrong.
Is the worst one yet, because it bothers me, and I saw it again the other day. This idiot out there telling everybody they have to have a trust in order to do the exchange. And then now, first of all, you had to have his trust. He's selling for $5,000 in order to do your exchange. Now he's telling everybody, oh, don't worry about it. The bank have made up all these trusts, and they're sitting there waiting for us. But you got to sign a trust. It's either them or you don't get to do your exchange. That's the biggest bunch of BS. You go and ask any bank in the world, can I exchange my money? Do I have to have a trust? And they're all going to tell you no right today. How can they demand you have a trust? Don't even make good common sense. Much less stupid sense. But go ahead.
In a way, I guess the old saying that money is the root of all evil. But anyway, thanks for your time, and gentlemen, have a good day. Thank you.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you, sir.
727, you are on.
Then don't be getting me excited, because I just got excited. So don't get me excited.
727-470. Okay, you are off. We'll go to 646. Area code, you are on. No 646?
Nope.
You're off too then. 787.
All right, man, that's good. They're tired. That's good. I'm done for the day anyway. That's good.
All right.
You ain't got that many left, do you see?
Four.
Do what? Four? All right.
Four.
Go ahead. All right,
if they respond, let me see. Who did I just call for? 512. Are you on? 512 area code?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear
me? Good morning.
Yes,
we
hear you.
My question is, how long can they continue to do this exchange where they eliminate one prime minister, then they put in another, he submits his name for parliament, and then at the end of his 30-day period, they're denied or kicked out or impeached in the Senate, as we do it here in the U.S. How long can that system continue without having, I guess, the United States get involved? Or is there a limit on that?
You know what? I'm going to find out if there's a limit on that. Exactly where it is, because you know they're doing it now. As long as they're following their Constitution, the U.S., the U.N. can't do anything. And like I said before, they're not rioting in the street. They're not shooting people down the streets. They're not setting buildings on fire. The government hasn't lost control. So the U.S. and the U.N. can do exactly nothing. Nothing. Because they're following their Constitution. So once they have a Constitution vacuum, like they said, and there's nowhere left, then somebody can step in, you can step in and help them. So I will ask that question, just how many times can they do this and what's next, okay? So maybe we can discuss that on Friday.
Okay, sounds like a winner. Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. 951. All right, 712, last one.
Hey, that is P. Kenneth. You hear me?
Hey, sir. You made it, yes.
Yeah, living the dream and smiling, Tony.
Okay, that's what we got to do.
Yeah. I had some bad news the other day that I might have prostate cancer, so cancer in my family. Once it gets in there, it spreads and you die pretty quick. And I want to try to get my... Well, the guy that got me into this, I talked to him, and if I go before this thing happens, he's going to get a hold of my wife and exchange my currency for her, for me.
Okay.
You know, you guys were always talking about, well, now they're not rioting, so they can get their monies to the banks and all this stuff. What is the main holdup then now? Why in the hell haven't we done this, you know?
Because they don't have a functioning government. They have a caretaker government. Because the budget has not been passed on to Parliament to vote on, which has the rate in there. Now, everybody says CBI can do what they want to do and they can change it. The money that they can't do a revaluation because they don't have the money to pay for it until it's approved in Parliament. If they wouldn't open up the 2019 budget, the rate was in there, but they never opened it up. And now they're talking about if they don't hurry up and do the 2021 by April, May, then they're not even going to do it. And they're talking about the failing 2021 budget. It has to be in the budget. Then they go and do what they want to do, and it always was. And they were going to do it in October because it was in 2019. All Parliament had to do was vote to open up the budget, let the rate go through. But now we're talking about the 2020 budget, and there is no functioning government, again, to send it to. That's the problem. As soon as they get one, and that's what the bank thought, we're going to have a government, and a prime minister on Sunday. That's why they said after today, the 4th, be ready to go, because it was going to be ready to go. But that didn't happen, and that is what we're waiting on to happen.
Okay, so the executive order 13303 is still in effect for us, right?
Still in effect.
Now, and it said that anybody that buys a currency, that when the war was over, that the currency would be reevaluated and we'd get it at that amount. Right?
Okay. It actually says we have the same rights and privileges as Iraqi citizens, is what it says, as far as that concerns.
Yeah,
it still hasn't revalued. It still hasn't revalued, though. There still has to be a law setting a date and time for it to happen. And that hasn't happened.
Well, how do you, I guess,
guys, you can
I
go back. Listen, Bush said it was over, right? And Bush said it was going to pay for itself. Bush could have did it. Hey, let them go in and do it right now, and let's just collect our money and run. He didn't. Whether he didn't have the time to do it, didn't see the moment is right. And we all know that. Obama came in and said, no, you're not going to do it because you're not grown up. It's like giving a two-year-old $50 million and saying, go out and play. We're not going to do that. We're going to wait till you grow up and learn how, what, when, and where to do with $50 million. Then we're going to do it. Obama ran out of time. Right at the end, right there, he could have did it, but he said, no, I'm going to let Hillary enjoy this. Because it'll still be there, make the right decisions, and we'll go on. Hillary didn't win. She didn't get to enjoy it. Trump won.
Right.
And now, instead of us doing the RV, we have sanctions on Iran, which changed the whole situation, which now they're stealing the money. Now they came in, which now we couldn't even do it because we're fighting over still the defense and the intelligence position on who's going to control the money. So now we got to overcome a new problem. And in doing that, that's getting Iran out, getting Iran influence out, and making sure we are able to cut the money off from Iran because we're trying to choke them to death while we're trying to enrich Iraq. Well, we couldn't do that without the laws that Obama put in place to control the money. So we have to let them fully get in place. There's still a few in the budget right now, and we need that done in order for this to happen. It could happen, could have happened already in the past. It was scheduled to happen, as they told you, on October of 2014, but it didn't go through. It was just scheduled to happen last October. I mean, blatantly, putting money in the bank, getting people ready, notifying people, everything in October, but that didn't happen because of what's going on in Iran now and everything else. And, you know, what a time to bomb two guys and change the whole face of the world. See, they could have bombed them in January. They could have bombed them 4 days after the RV. But right before the RV? Now I'm in chaos. Anyway, a bunch of stuff happened.
Well, we were supposed to have a global reset, and I'm on the understanding that the only one that has to finish up the global reset is Iraq.
That is the only one. That's right.
Yeah. So all these other countries that want to reevaluate their currency, they got to wait for Iraq to decide whether it's shit to get out the pot.
Well, they're reevaluating all these other countries based on the price of the Iraqi dinar. So, yes, they do have to wait for that price to become a reality in order for the system to work.
Huh.
That price only becomes a reality with the revaluation. That's right.
Yeah. Need to go and hit them with a hammer, get their attention, and say, come on. Everybody else wants to do it. You just will do it with us, you know.
Well, one day that's going to happen. We just need to know exactly what it takes to make it happen. But one day it's definitely going to happen.
I may not make it to my 66th birthday, which is in June.
And, I may not make it to my 61st, which is the 28th of this month. But all I can do is hope and pray that I do and prepare for if I don't. That's all.
Right.
We can't live our life based on the RV happening.
I know. I've been doing that, Tony. And, you know, it don't get me really down because, you know, to me it's kind of like a circus. They're doing a circle jerk or whatever all the time, and they can't, you know. But, they need to. I don't know.
We wanted to, but let me tell you what you can do. So control what you can, okay? That's what you do.
Yeah.
You know that this is going to happen. You got all the facts. You got all the information.
Right.
We know it
right.
absolutely has to happen for Iraq to survive. They're going to have to change their rate one day. They're the fourth richest country. They got all that oil over there, all that gold over there. They got all their minerals and everything. Ray, that's too much noise. Whatever it is.
Yes,
they got all the minerals.
We're
muting. They got all those minerals. Minerals and everything else.
There was a phone call coming in over here.
Okay.
Here,
that will make this possible.
Speaker.
Okay, he can just mute you because I'm just answering your question. All everybody else has to do
is
take the opportunity to make it better, and that is get more while you can. Plan for the future, not for not being in the future. plan and know that one day this is going to happen, and it's probably going to be the greatest day of our future as we start to build that. So I don't ever look at any of it as negative. I look at it and say, where can I get me $50 more so I can buy some more dogs then if they're not going to do it by Friday? Where can I pick me up another $500,000? Where can I learn how to do my trust for my foundation? Where can I go out and find something else about IPOs so when this happens, I'm ready to go? I'll know the next 5 or 6 of them that are about to go and which one I want to get into or which one I want to talk to my wealth manager about. What other business opportunities are there out there that I was really looking at? You know, what's going on in my community? That's what I'm looking at. You know, where are they rebuilding at? Where's a growth opportunity? Who are the guys I know that have Dinar already, have Dong? I want to sit on my board, and we have our own local Shark Tank so we can start investing and own 5 or 6, 7 businesses in our community just as partners with regular community citizens. Those are the things we should be working on, guiding on right now while we're waiting, knowing this is going to happen, because those are the things we can control ourselves, and that's where we want to be. So understand, everything's good. It's still moving forward. Nobody has stopped. They're doing what they're doing. They're arguing, but sooner or later, even that has to come to an end, and when it does, we win. So I'm going to tell you guys to do what I'm doing, what I always do. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day, and I'm going to see what happens. You guys should do the very same thing, and let's get together on Friday. If we got any other news, if I can find out, we'll do what we've been doing. We'll put it in the form, or I'll tweet it out to you. So enjoy your day, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. And we'll look forward to our next regularly scheduled call on Friday, Fantabulouser Friday. And if anything happens in the meantime, in between time, we won't hesitate to update you and keep you aware. And until then, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Point where you
can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Stop conference recording, press 1.
Hello.
This session is
your
no
private
longer
banker.
Being recorded.
It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.